Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that we're able to share this time together. I thank you so much for joining me, and we were just going to continue on in the message I started a few days ago, which I've entitled Never Offended. And that's based on one verse of Scripture, which I will quote to you, found in Psalm 119:165. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. That is just an amazing scripture, is it not? How would you like never to be offended? Well, that's what that scripture says. You can say, well, that's the King James. Well, the Amplified says this, great peace have they who love thy your law, and nothing shall offend or make them stumble. So, it doesn't really matter which translation you want to read from. The sense is the same. It's an amazing promise that we can actually experience an existence where we will not be offended. And as I shared when I began this week, offense is difficulty, discomfort, injury, dislike, anger, vexation, to violate or transgress, to cause pain or hurt, to cause to sin or fall, and to cause hurt feelings or resentment. We can relate to every one of those feelings. We've probably experienced them multiple times. But the Word of God says we won't have to live or experience. We might, you know, we might get angry. There's nothing wrong with emotion. I need to mention that. We might be have something occur that would cause us great discomfort or dislike or hurt feelings or resentment, but we don't have to stay there. There's having the initial response, but we will not be offended by that. We can't control the things that happen to us in many cases, and even if we are just going about our way and we're in a good place spiritually and emotionally, and then something happens, well, we can choose to be offended, or we can step back for a moment and choose not to be offended. How can we do that? Because we love His law. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. And we've been looking at the condition, those who love God's law. The way of the Lord is perfect. He's a shield and buckler to all those who trust in Him. And Romans 7:22 says, for I delight in the law of God after the inward man. And in Matthew 5:19, whoever shall do and teach the commandments of God, the law of God, if you will, shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. So if we love His law, if we desire to keep His law, there is a promise, and that is great peace. Great peace have they who love thy law. Isaiah 32:17 says, and the effect of righteousness shall be peace. That is, those who love the law of the Lord and continue in that law, there shall be peace. That's internal and external. Even external, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. And the result of righteousness, quietness and confidence forever. Another translation of that says, and the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. Therefore, if we love God's law, His principles, the things He commands us to do in His Word, we can have two things. One, we can have great peace. Two, we can never be offended. or stay in offense. And if we want to go a little bit deeper, although because the word says it, it is more than sufficient. The word says that that is true, but why are these promises true? How can we be at peace by loving the law of the Lord? Well, we love his law for three reasons, if you will, at least three I'll share with you. One, his law reflects him. Jesus and his word are one. God and his word are one. He is altogether lovely. He is righteous. He is just. He is true. He is faithful. He is merciful. All those things that are the attributes and characteristics of our God are reflected in his laws. Even though we sin, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So even when we in our humanity, our carnality fail, his mercy is forever lasting. And he will, of a repentant heart that comes to him, he will no wise turn out. There's no way he will do that. The Lord said, Jesus said, that no man can pluck those out of my hand. The Father's given me those, and I will not lose one of them. So what security and confidence that can give us? So we love his law because it reflects him. It shows us what he's like. It describes his very person. Jesus is the Word. Didn't he say that? He was very clear about that. And so if we love his law, we're actually loving him, okay? The law is his word, and so there's no conflict. He's one and the same. So we love his law because it reflects him, and secondly, because of its practical effect upon us. If we love his law, what were some of the promises I was sharing? That the effect of righteousness shall be peace, that's internal and external, and the result of righteousness, quietness and confidence forever. That's Isaiah 32 and 17. What is better than that? that is just the abundant life. It's joy unspeakable and full of glory. Psalm 119 and 2 says, blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with a whole heart. Praise God. And Psalm 19 and 7 says, the law of the Lord is perfect. You don't get any better than perfect. You don't get more complete. You don't get more beautiful, more just or faithful. But his law is perfect. The law, I'll just read this verse now, Psalm 19 and 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. There are actually four benefits that are described in this single verse. A converting of the soul, the law of the Lord, it converts the soul, it makes wise the simple, it rejoices the heart, it brings joy and happiness, and it enlightens the eyes. It causes understanding and wisdom to come. We can actually have revelation because we love God's law. All of this will come just by loving his law, not necessarily by our own effort, just being committed. And the Lord gives revelation, knowledge, and understanding. So we love his law because it transforms and changes us. Beloved, nothing else will do it. Have you found, no matter what program, no matter how many resolutions you make, no matter how you determine to discipline yourself, and those all may be very good and wonderful things, but it's only his grace that will enable you to do it. It is loving God and loving his law. That it says he will perfect that which concerns you. Do you believe that? Or do you think it's just a nice scripture that's stuck in there? Yeah, he means what he says. Great peace, who love his law, nothing shall offend them. And then thirdly, I've been sharing the results of this promise, because we love his law because it reflects him, its practical effect on us, and we love his law because of the understanding and spiritual insight it gives us. In Psalm 73, that was penned by the psalmist Asaph, he said he was envious at the foolish when he saw the prosperity of the wicked. He goes on to say, they prosper in the world. They increase in riches. And he looks at all what seems to be just, you know, a great life. And he said he's cleansed his heart in vain. He has been plagued all day long and chastened every morning. Walking with the Lord, sometimes the battles just come. They sometimes are increased because why? You have left the enemy's territory and you're seeking to follow God. And we have to understand it's not God who's causing problems. It is the enemy who's hindering us and our walk and wants us to turn back on loving God. So he said this was his state, but he said he felt not only that the wicked were getting away with everything, and he's chastened his heart. He's been gone through offense and plagues, if you will, all day long with problems, until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then I understood their end. All things do work together for good, beloved, to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. And so we will have spiritual understanding, insight, all by loving God's word. His word transforms us. Praise God. The law of the Lord is perfect. What? Converting the soul. That's what he does for us as we love his law. Well, there's more I'd like to share, and we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you for joining me. If you have prayer needs, I invite you to write. I personally will pray and answer your email, your letter. And if you would like a personal response, I ask you to share your mailing address. Although if you email, I will always pray and confirm receipt. Thank you for joining me. I love you. Thank you for your prayer support. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh.